Larry, why are you upside down in my waste paper basket?
I'm looking for buried treasure.
In the waste paper basket?
Yeah, Bob. You can find all kinds of awesome things in the trash.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you can find super neat things to reuse, like computers and skateboards and baseballs.
Larry, have you ever found any of those things?
Well, no, not yet. But I'm still looking.
Okay.
Bob?
Yes, Larry?
I think I'm stuck. Yep, I'm definitely stuck. I can't get out. I can't get out, Bob! Am I going to have to live the rest of my life with this waste paper basket stuck on my head?
Calm down, Larry. I'll help you.
Ow, Bob! Bob, there's a lot of paper in this basket. We should recycle that. And little shreddy things that are tickling my nose, and something slimy. Very slimy. Oh, no. Is it a snake? It feels like a snake. It's slimy, and it's trying to come around my neck, Bob! Bob!
Hold on. I've got it. I'm pulling.
The snake is on my ear. I feel it. I hate snakes, Bob!
I'm pulling. Stand still, Larry.
You saved me, Bob, from asphyxiation from a big, terrible snake. I can barely breathe thinking about it. It was close, Bob. Really close.
Really, Larry? Look, that wasn't a snake. It's a banana peel.
What? Not a snake, but a banana peel? Oh, I see now. It did have a rather nice banana-y smell. Still awfully glad you saved me, though, Bob.
You're welcome, Larry. And you know, Larry, that banana peel actually ties into our podcast theme today.
Really? How so?
Well, today, we're going to be talking about taking care of the Earth. And one of the best ways we can help take care of the Earth is to compost things, like banana peels.
Composting! Isn't that where you take all of your leftover food and pile it into a big stinky glop?
Something like that. Composting helps take care of the Earth. And when we take care of the Earth and keep it clean, we're also taking care of each other. We'll learn all about that in our podcast today. We have a very special guest who is going to teach us about recycling. Mr. Lunt will be calling in with animal translations, and Dr. Flurry showing off his new invention.
Sounds like a great show! Roll theme song!
Our first guest today is none other than the celebrated scientist, Dr. Flurry.
And he's just about to arrive.
Hello, Bob. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Dr. Flurry.
Hi, Doc. Wow, what on earth are you driving?
This little mechanical beauty, Larry, is the combination of engine parts from many different old cars. The couch from my living room, 5 ceiling fans, and a microwave oven. I call it the Flurry 5.0.
So, it's a car?
Oh, not just a car. It's also a helicopter. And you can sleep on the couch if you take the Flurry 5.0 camping.
This is amazing, Dr. Flurry. Does the microwave oven power the engine?
No, Bob. The microwave oven is for snacks while you're driving, like popcorn or a hot cup of tea. You can try it now if you'd like.
Thanks. I'm okay.
Sure, I'll try it.
So, what does the engine run on? It kind of smells like melted butter.
Oh, that's my popcorn, Bob. Want some?
You have an excellent nose, Bob. True, you are smelling popcorn butter, but you're also smelling the fuel that the Flurry 5.0 uses, because this baby runs on used cooking oil.
I gotta say, your flying car makes great popcorn, Dr. Flurry. Say, why did you invent this thing in the first place?
That's a wonderful question, Larry. I invented the Flurry 5.0 because I want to help take care of the Earth. God told Adam and Eve to do that in the first chapter of Genesis. When we help keep the Earth clean and use resources wisely, we're also taking care of others. We're cleaning up messes and it keeps the world beautiful for everyone to enjoy.
But what does that have to do with your helicopter car?
Well, part of taking care of the Earth is reusing old things.
And your invention is made up of old stuff, and you're also running it on old cooking oil.
Exactly. Recycling and reusing things keeps them out of the landfill. Now, landfills aren't bad things. They're actually very useful, but we don't need to throw away things that can be recycled.
So this is one example of how we can take care of the Earth.
Yes. God has given us an absolutely fantastic planet to live on. Keeping the planet clean makes it stay beautiful for everyone to enjoy.
Oh, we're supposed to take care of his gift.
Precisely, Larry. Well, thank you for letting me show off my Flurry 5.0 to you and your podcast listeners.
Thanks for stopping by, Dr. Flurry.
And thanks for the popcorn.
Dr. Flurry is amazing. But we all don't need to be scientists and inventors to take care of the Earth.
Yep. I can help by putting this popcorn bag in the waste paper basket instead of throwing it on the ground.
Exactly.
What's even better is if you have a recycle bin. Use that if you can. That helps keep the Earth a clean place for all us veggies and animals to live.
And speaking of animals, Mr. Lunt is calling us.
Bob, Larry, how are you doing, my friends?
Great, Mr. Lunt.
Hi, Mr. Lunt. Where are you calling from today?
Right now, I'm in Tanzania. That's in East Africa. I'm working on a special farm called a preserve that raises animals who are going extinct.
Going extinct?
Yeah. Going extinct means there are less and less of that animal, such as lions or elephants.
Lions and elephants? It's definitely not cool they're going extinct.
Gotta be careful around those elephants, though. They step on your toes? Whoa! They're really heavy.
It's a good thing you don't have toes.
Seriously, you guys want to roast marshmallows? Okay, fine. I'll start a fire.
Mr. Lunt, we're okay. We don't need any marshmallows.
Sorry, Bob. I was talking to these lemurs.
Lemurs? What are lemurs?
Lemurs are these little animals. They're related to monkeys. They got long tails and big eyes. Really big eyes. They're always bugging me to roast marshmallows. They love them.
Hey, lemurs. How's it going?
They say things are going very well, because we got marshmallows.
Marshmallows are the best.
Oh, don't worry. And the lemurs want to make sure I'm not going to leave the empty marshmallow bag laying around. They like keeping things tidy. After all, this is where they live. Uh-oh, there go the lemurs. Hey, bye, guys.
Bye, lemurs.
Sorry, Herbert, I totally forgot. The lemurs wanted to roast some marshmallows.
Mr. Lunt, who were you talking to?
Oh, this is Herbert. He's a rhino. He just stomped the fire out because he's not real fond of fire. He says he's seen it get out of control, burns the trees and stuff. Herbert says stomping out fires is how rhinos help take care of the Earth. Herbert, you're like a fireman. Oh, really? You're right. That would be fun.
What did Herbert say?
He said he'd love to ride around on a fire truck someday. Maybe wear one of those red hats and blow the horn.
Me too! That sounds super fun!
Seriously? I thought you just ate grass and stuff like that. Okay, have a couple. Well, I guess Herbert also likes marshmallows. In fact, he just ate the whole bag.
Who doesn't like them?
Well, you're welcome, Herbert. It's an honor for me to help take care of the animals here. Okay, definitely. I'll be real careful with lighting fires around here. See you later, big guy.
Bye, Herbert. Oh, Mr. Lunt, this is amazing. I've never met a rhino before.
Oh, there's all kinds of animals out here in Tanzania. You better believe it.
It's great that all the animals are so friendly.
Yeah, it makes my work here easy. All I gotta do is talk to them, encourage them to make healthy choices, ask them how their families are, you know, that sort of thing.
What was that? That didn't sound too friendly.
That's an ostrich. Yeah, they can be a bit grumpy sometimes.
What's he saying? Does he want to talk about taking care of the Earth?
I don't think so. No, definitely not.
Ask the ostrich about its family, Mr. Lunt. Encourage it to make healthy choices.
The ostrich says he wants to compost me.
What?
Run, Mr. Lunt. Run.
I will not be composted.
Hey, Mr. Lunt. Mr. Lunt. Are you there? Oh, I hope he's okay.
He'll be okay, Bob. Maybe the ostrich was having a bad day. He probably just needs a hug.
I don't know.
So, what exactly is composting anyway?
Composting, Larry, is when stuff like old plants and food and wood break down over time. As it all falls apart and mixes, it turns into soil.
Oh, okay. So it's a way of recycling things back into the ground.
Right. It's a process that happens all over the Earth, and even animals are involved.
Good news, Bob. Mr. Lunt just texted me, and he said he's safe. He hid in a cave. He's all over the world with all kinds of different animals, and he always figures it out. What a guy! Well, Bob, I guess it's time for our advertisement, isn't it?
It sure is. We'd like to thank today's podcast sponsor, Raccoon Headwear Hats.
Are you looking for a hat warmer than beanies and baseball caps?
I sure am.
Don't you want something furry to wear on your head that'll make you the coolest kid in school?
Yeah.
Then you need the all-new Raccoon Headwear Hat. Our hats are 100% genuine raccoon.
Wait a second. How can I tell it's a real raccoon?
Oh, you'll know. When you wear a Raccoon Headwear Hat, you're wearing a real live raccoon on your head.
A real raccoon?
Here, try one on for free.
This is great! I've got a real raccoon on my head. Hey, Ma, look at this!
Jimmy, get that creature off your head! Don't move! I'll hit it with the broom! Jimmy, get back here!
Oh boy, oh boy! This is so cool! Wait till I show my friends my new hat! They're gonna love it!
Raccoon Headwear Hats! They're warm, they're fuzzy, they're stylish, and best of all, they're alive! So even if you forget your hat and leave it at school, at a party, or at church, why, your Raccoon Headwear Hat will just follow you home!
I know what I want for Christmas! That raccoon hat would fit perfectly on this noggin. And how convenient is that? You never have to worry about losing your hat. The raccoon follows you home. I love that.
It certainly sounds convenient. Anyway, it's time for our very special guest who's on the line now waiting. Today, we have the pleasure of talking to Alice Gordon, a beekeeper from Fresno, California.
Hi, Bob and Larry. Thanks for having me on. I mean, us. I've actually brought along a hive with me. Can you hear all my little friends buzzing around?
Welcome, Alice. And bees. We're excited to have you with us today because we've been talking about taking care of the Earth.
I'm excited to hear about bees.
Well, I do work with a lot of bees. Thousands of them.
How many bees do you have in that hive?
Oh, there's easily more than 20,000 bees in this hive.
Wow, that's a lot of bees.
It does sound like a lot, Larry, but this hive is actually pretty small. We need lots and lots of bees. Bees are incredibly important for the Earth. Many trees and plants can't grow fruits and nuts without the help of bees.
No fruits and nuts without bees.
That's right. For instance, almond trees need bees to carry pollen from one tree to another in order for the trees to grow almonds.
Wow! Bees really are super important.
Very much so. Without the bees, many plants and trees would have a hard time growing, so we need lots and lots of bees. One of the special things I do is rescue bee swarms.
What's a bee swarm? That sounds dangerous.
Oh, it's not dangerous. A bee swarm happens when either a bee colony gets too crowded, or when a colony leaves its hive due to food running out, or dangerous pests in the area, things like that.
So, how do you rescue a bee swarm?
The first thing I do is find the queen bee and put her in a special beehive that I carry in my truck.
Don't the bees get mad and try to sting you?
No, bees are very polite little creatures, as long as you're polite to them. As soon as I have the queen, all the other bees follow her. I help them by gently scooping them into my special beehive. Once I have them all, I put the hive in a place where they'll have plenty of food.
Wow, that's amazing, Alice.
I'm sure you make the bees happy.
They are happy, especially when they have a safe home and lots of flowers nearby. And when bees are happy, they help trees and plants stay healthy. They can also supply us with honey. Happy bees are an important part of taking care of the Earth the way God wants us to.
Alice, thank you for spending time with us today and teaching us about bees.
And thank you for taking care of the bees.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Bye, Alice. Well, Larry, I think it's time for our silly song.
And we've got the perfect song. It's a song about something in your closet that has a lot of uses. Pants.
I'm not sure I understand. A lot of uses?
Sure. Pants are pants if you're short, and shorts if you're tall.
Roll song.
Welcome, viewers. What comes next? A pair of pants with stripes or checks? Dig in your wallet, dump out your purse. Who'll be the one to buy the first pair?
You can wear them if you're big, you can wear them if you're small. Their pants if you're short, and shorts if you're tall. You can wear them in the spring, you can wear them in the fall. Their pants if you're short, and shorts if you're tall.
Sold 5 so far, down to 20.
Look what you get for a little bit of money. Down to your feet and up to your tummy. If you buy right now tonight, we'll throw in a set of Ginsu knives. A pair of pants could change your life. One easy payment, $9.95. See the tag on the back, one size fits all.
Their pants if you're short,
and shorts if you're tall. You can wear them to the barn, you can wear them to the mall.
Their pants if you're short,
and shorts if you're tall.
16 more, we're down to 4.
You can't buy these in any store. They're just like your granddaddy wore. Six legs less than a squid. It's a verb for a dog and a noun for a kid. With a pair of pants, you're not alone. You can dance with your pants till the cows come home. This pair of pants will win your heart.
We accept most credit cards.
A stretchy waist elastic band makes these your buffet-eating pants.
Trouser slacks are corduroys. Pants bestow a special joy. As seen on the screen of your TV, these pants can hide unsightly knees.
This pair is made of high-grade vinyl.
Don't hesitate! All sales are vital.
To summarize, you might recall their pants are short and shorts if you're tall.
4, 3, 2, 1, going, 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 done!
We're out of pants, we gotta run!
Pants. Bob, Larry, I just got this call for a new interview on the podcast. They're on the phone now, anxious to talk with you. And they sound really interesting.
Who is it, Petunia?
It's the Extremely Modern Pancake Recycling Company. They do daring, cutting-edge recycling.
Ooh, daring and cutting-edge. And pancakes, Bob.
Pancakes? Did you say pancakes?
Let's give them a call. They sound perfect for our podcast today.
I'll connect you now.
Hello?
Hi, this is...
You have reached the Extremely Modern Pancake Recycling Company. Please press 1 for customer service. Press 2 if you are not sure if you want to speak to customer service. Press 3 if you cannot remember what pressing 1 does. Press 4 if you feel confused. Press 5 if you wish to speak to Jean-Claude. Press 6 if you wish to speak to Philippe. Press 7...
Wait a second. Is this Jean-Claude? Philippe?
Oh, hello, Bob. This is Philippe.
And me. I'm here, too.
Hello, Larry. Hey, Jean-Claude, Bob and Larry are on the phone.
Hello. You two are my favorite tomato and cucumber.
Why, thank you.
It's amazing that you guys are running a recycling company.
Truly amazing.
We amaze ourselves.
So, what exactly does your Extremely Modern Pancake Recycling Company do? Do you guys recycle pancakes?
What? No! Recycling pancakes would be silly.
Very silly, huh? We are serious bees. We do not recycle pancakes. We recycle the butter on the pancakes.
What? You recycle the butter on the pancakes?
Yes, you got it now, Tomato. You see, people, they put too much butter on their pancakes. Philippe and I, we come along before they eat their pancakes.
The pancakes with too much butter?
Exactly. We come along and remove the butter from their pancakes before the eating can occur. Yes, it is a very serious recycling operation. We conduct our company according to the 3 R's of recycling. Reduce, run, and reuse.
Huh? Well, what do you mean by run? It sounds,
Sounds fascinating. So, how exactly do you do it?
We enter the restaurant.
Usually during breakfast, we calmly approach the table where people are about to eat the pancakes.
Yes? And then what do?
We remove the butter from the pancakes and then exit the restaurant.
We exit very quickly.
Why very quickly?
Because at that point we are usually being chased by the pancake diners. You see, they do not understand the recycling.
Now I understand the run part. Do you guys really think...
So you see, those are the 3 R's of recycling. We reduce the butter on the pancakes. We then run because of the chasing and the yelling. And then we reuse the butter.
Well, it's great you're reusing the butter. Reusing stuff is an important part of recycling. But, wait a second. How do you reuse the pancake butter?
We sell the butter to France. The French, you see, we use a lot of butter, but not on pancakes. No, we French use butter properly.
Well, my cucumber and tomato friends, we would love to talk more, but Philippe and me, we need to go do some recycling.
At a lovely little restaurant.
Thank you for chatting with us, Jean-Claude and Philippe.
Good luck with your recycling operation.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I have to say, the peas have an unusual way of taking care of the earth.
Bob, Larry, we've got Emma on the line. She's calling from Bellingham, Washington.
Wonderful. It's always great to hear what kids have to say.
I'll connect her now. Emma, you're talking with Bob and Larry on the VeggieTales podcast.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma. How can we help you?
Hi, Bob and Larry. I've got a question. So, I'm supposed to do a recycling project for class.
Uh-huh. Go on.
What are you going to do for your project?
That's my question. I can't think of anything. We're supposed to come up with ideas we can do at home. My friend Roger, he's going to start collecting cans. My other friend Alice, she wants to sew old napkins for her family. That's pretty cool. And Trevor says he wants to get some chickens for eggs, so they don't use all those egg cartons from the store. But he isn't sure that his dad will let him.
Those are all good ideas.
Really good. What if you could get the chickens to collect the aluminum cans? That would be totally awesome.
Larry.
Just thinking outside the coop, Bob.
Anyway, I was hoping that you could help me think of something.
Well, what sorts of things do you like doing?
Oh, I don't know. Lots of things, I guess. I like jumping on our trampoline. I like drawing. I like reading books. I like helping my mom bake chocolate cake.
I could recycle some chocolate cake right now with a big scoop of vanilla ice cream.
You're funny, Larry. Oh, and I also like riding my bicycle. My mom and dad and I ride in the park when it's sunny. That's a Saturday thing.
What about picking up trash in the park?
In the park? I guess there is sometimes trash on the grass there.
And it'll be nicer for all the other kids who play in the park if we pitched in and cleaned up a bit.
I do want the park to stay beautiful and clean for everyone. I think I could do that.
In fact, you could pick up some trash when you go bike riding with your parents.
Maybe your parents could help too.
That's a great idea. I could bring a bag with me for the trash and tie it to my handlebars. Thanks, Bob and Larry. And thanks for talking with me. Bye.
Bye, Emma. You know, if everybody just cleaned up a little bit around them, the world would be a much neater place.
That doesn't sound too hard. But I better start with my room.
In Genesis, God told Adam and Eve it was their job to be good stewards. Yeah, that means taking care of the earth. God gives us all opportunities in our lives to take care of the world. And that includes everything from cleaning up your room, picking up trash, recycling stuff that can be reused again, and even being kind to animals.
Well, if Emma can do it, I can do it too.
I'm sure you can, Larry.
Bob, Larry, we have our last two guests waiting.
Wonderful. Put them on the line, Petunia.
But they aren't calling in. They're right here in the studio.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Junior. Hi, Laura.
Great to see you two. Bob and I were just talking about taking care of the earth.
My parents talk about that a lot. They say at home, that means I have to help clean the dishes and stuff like that.
We have to take care of what's around us.
Right.
Laura and I have actually started a recycling project to take care of our neighborhood.
What's the project?
Well, we have a lawn mowing business. We cut the lawns for all the houses on our street.
But what's recycly about that?
That's not the recycling part. After we mow the lawns, we bring all the grass clippings back to my house, and we put them in a compost pile with lots of other stuff. Every once in a while, we have to turn it over with the shovel. It's hard work.
After a long time, all that stuff breaks down and becomes great dirt. People can use it for their gardens. Pa Grape just took away a wheelbarrow load of it. He says it's great for growing roses.
Oh, I get it. You're recycling the grass clippings.
Yep. And we're always looking for things to add to the compost pile. Like paper. Shredded paper mixed with grass and other stuff works great.
You know, Junior, Bob can help you with that.
I can? Well, yes, I can. Larry told me I should recycle all the paper I throw away, and our banana peels. I wasn't really sure what to do with them, but if you can use it...
Definitely. We'll take all your old paper that isn't colored or glossy. Worms especially like newspaper and brown paper.
We can shred the paper and put it in our compost pile. It'll help make wonderful dirt.
Gee, thanks, Bob. Thanks, Larry. I'm glad we stopped by to talk.
We're glad, too.
Bye!
Goodbye!
Whatever God puts in front of us, whether it's your room, your garden, or the neighborhood park everyone enjoys, all the plants and animals around us, He wants us to take care of all of it to the best of our abilities.
And sometimes that means cleaning up, or recycling, or reusing old things.
God might also give us the privilege of taking care of animals and wherever they live and play, whether that's your pets at home or the rhinos and giraffes.
It's all part of taking care of this beautiful world God gave us.
Okay, kids, that's the end of our show today. Remember, God made you special.
And He loves you very much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.